Hey everybody, this is Joe Sack and I'm a principal consultant with SQL Skills. And for this presentation, I'm going to be covering SQL Server 2012 partitioning enhancements. So a few of the things I'll cover include the increase to 15,000 supported partitions for a partitioned index. You may recall this was offered through service packs in previous versions, and now this is natively supported. A second improvement or change will be around partition statistics, so I'll discuss a little bit about how that's changed. And then also the wizard that you can use for partitioning has a couple of extra features in it. And if you have a chance, take a look at the demonstration as well, because I show you a couple of those options. And the last thing would be that you can use partitioning with column store indexing. And that's actually in another demonstration as well on the column store indexing module. So be sure to check that out, because there's some interoperability with column store indexing. Even though you can't do an insert, update, delete, or merge when you have a column store index added to a table, you can still use partitioning behind the scenes. So in 2008 R2, if you wanted to have partitioning by day or partitioning by hour, how much data could you store? And the answer would be up to 1,000 partitions, unless you installed a service pack and then enabled that database for 15,000 partitions. So that was something that was allowed, that was added later. However, then you have interoperability considerations. So for example, if you're using mirroring or if you're upgrading a server and it's not immediately at that service pack out of the gate, you have extra things that you have to worry about in an environment with mixed versions. So SQL Server 2012 brings in that 15,000 partition support out of the box. So anything up and above from that point forward, you don't have to worry about anything additional if you want to start partitioning, for example, 15,000 days or 15,000 hours, whatever granularity you're looking for your particular application requirements. And a little bit more about 15,000 partitions. Just because you can do it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll want to do that. You still want to have an archiving strategy. You still want to be mindful about getting the data out of the table that you might not be accessing frequently or might not need to be there for whatever reason, from a compliance perspective or a data archiving compliance perspective. So the idea is that 15,000 partitions are there if you need it. And it has that native interoperability with log shipping, with mirroring, with availability groups, and SQL Server Management Studio has that management of 15,000 partitions. So a couple of exceptions that you should be aware of. If you're on a 32-bit system or if you're using non-aligned indexes, it's not recommended or supported to do more than 1,000 partitions. So you will be able to do it, but it's not a supported scenario. And the main reason for that is performance considerations. So you have a risk of degraded performance if you're, for example, on a 32-bit system and you have 14,000 up to 15,000 partitions. One aspect of that being insufficient memory. So switching gears, the next thing is partitioned indexing. What would happen before SQL Server 2012 if you rebuilt or created a new partitioned index? If you looked at the histogram, so if you did a DBCC show statistics and you looked at the histogram, you would notice that all rows were being sampled in order to create that histogram. So this is a little bit small on the screen, but if you can take a look, the first 2008 version of the histogram that I did a screenshot of, it shows 483,000 rows in the table, and of that, rows sampled were 483,000 rows. So it was looking at the complete set of data in order to create the histogram. Now in 2012, the default sampling algorithm is in effect. So when you create it, it's going to do a sampling. So in the second example, the second screenshot, what I have here is row sampled to 60,000 out of 483,000. So the best way to look at this change in behavior is just to be cognizant of it. So if you end up having a situation where the performance of queries have changed between 2008 R2, let's say, and 2012, take a look at the statistics, take a look at the quality of the histogram. So if there was some kind of benefit of full scan, the equivalent of full scan, you might want to then, in addition to creating a rebuild in your partitioned index, actually do an update statistics with full scan, for example. So just be aware of this. There's many cases, I'm sure, that you won't see any difference. But for those situations where data distributions are particularly sensitive to how the statistics were originally generated, you'll want to check this out as one of the reasons that that behavior might be affecting your query performance. And the third aspect is the management within SQL Server Management Studio. So if you launch the wizard through the storage option for a specific table, prior to 2012, you had a couple of options, including sliding window and creating an actual archive table. A couple of options you'll see here are switch out partition and switch in partition. So now you have isolated operations that you can actually say, look, I want to switch out from this partition table into an archive table or into another table that you've already pre-created. So it's just another way to isolate out that workflow and gives you a couple of extra choices. And here's just a couple of screenshots on selecting the partition. And then if you look down here, and this I go over this in the demo as well, but if you look down here, you have the option of creating that new table, and it will create all the dependent objects that are needed in order for you to be able to switch things out. Or you can pick an existing table, and assuming that you've put in the required dependencies, that will work. And on the flip side, you can also switch in. So you can designate an archive table, for example, or a delta table or a trickle table, and then switch that into the main partitioned index. So that was just a real quick summary of the partitioning changes in SQL Server 2012. And so an increased number of partitions, 15,000 partition support. So if you have the hourly or the daily requirements, statistics generation footprint, and then enhanced wizard options as well. So thank you for watching, and I hope you found this helpful.